It's Anne with your coaching on the go. Yippee! I've been talking about, and you've been thinking about resistance for a number of weeks now. It's kind of a big deal. And I've been working on training you to feel it, to not ignore it, to notice it, get help with it, or trace it, or shift it. There's so many options. What an abundant universe. The energy that you give off, it resonates, it ripples through the universe. It talks to God for us, it talks to God. It engages with the metaphysical plane. So when you send out energy, or when you're thinking, or whatever you're doing with energy, it's going out into a responsive universe. So it's going into your body first, and we are now talking about noticing the different things, the different tactics, the different clever tactics that you come up with to keep yourself from moving forward. And you could say, I'm a procrastinator, and then you could just decide that's what you are and be a procrastinator. Or you could decide that there's a reason that you're coming up with a million different reasons to do what you really want to do. And you could start digging there. Yesterday, I spoke to you through an email about something that I notice that comes up for me. And it started with something that was an exhaustion. It seemed to show up when I was in grad school and I had my first child, and then another child when the first child was young, really young. And I was so tired that by the weekends, I would actually get fully sick with body aches, headache, a full-fledged flu, and it happened every week. And I was getting up a couple times a night to feed the baby, and by the end of the week, I was so sleep-deprived that I was just sick. And I knew it wasn't the flu, it was exhaustion. And over time, I noticed that some of those symptoms, not to that extent, but quite a number of them, would show up when I would overextend myself, not plan well enough, or do everything myself like the little red hen, and get exhausted afterwards. Then I noticed it started showing up even before I started to do something. That was curious. I hadn't even done it. I had just thought about it. And my body started kicking into those symptoms. So I knew something was amiss. That's what I'm getting you to look at this week. Things that have evolved over time that have become, well, if I go back to my symptoms, I started thinking, I wonder what that's about. I wonder what that's protecting me from. I wonder why I'm producing that. That seems to be a defense mechanism. It seems to be something I'm bringing up at certain times. When are those things coming up? It's like how I had you track your emotions or your feelings before. Now I'm having you track instances where you're getting certain symptoms. There's so many different things we can track. We can track things forever. But this week, I'm having you focus in on the physical shenanigans. And they can be serious. They can be serious issues. When I have back problems, sometimes they've been so bad I can't walk at all and I can't move. And I'm just on the floor trying not to breathe. So that's happened reoccurring. Now, you could say that it's always physical. It's something physical that's wrong with you. Is something. Yeah, but let's go deeper. What if it's coming from your thinking? Everything originates from somewhere. And it's originating from within us. It's not thrown at us like a softball slow pitch from the mound. So, you know, the stronger you can be in standing with your responsibility for your life, the more power you have. You actually get more and more powerful the more willing you are to say, I wonder how I created that. So today's coaching is a smattering of ideas to get you to think about what you're experiencing, what you're sensing, what you're feeling, what you're creating, where you are creating willy-nilly, creating by default, so that you can shift and create deliberately. You can sit in the power seat. You can be the one. You're always the one in control, but you can really be cognizant of it. You can really be deliberate about it. And when you create something you don't like when I started to get sick yesterday evening, I broke my thinking pattern by going to sleep and meditating first. And I woke up this morning without those symptoms. So we'll continue to talk about this, but the earliest stages of investigation come with just kind of, imagine there's one of you inside of you. There's one part of your being that can step outside of the other part. So shift out of yourself. So take a side step out. Let your spirit come out. Now just watch yourself. Watch the symptoms you get. Headaches, body aches, back aches, foot aches. Can't see very well. Not hearing very well. Look at those symptoms. Think about what advantage they're giving you. What are they providing for you? It might seem like they're not advantageous. But what's going on in your life when those are occurring? And what are they protecting you from? What are they serving? Those, that can be humbling. Because you can kind of trick yourself for a certain amount of time, but if you really start looking, and you're the one in control, you get to start really looking at your behaviors, just like me, and finding out what those are about, if you really want to shift. And even once you discover, it takes quite a while to shift things. You can get an aha moment, and then you still will find yourself steeped in it at another time. And because you're familiar with it, you get more and more accustomed to noticing it, and you can notice it earlier and earlier. So last night when I noticed these symptoms coming on, I knew what they were about. I didn't go into a tailspin that I was getting sick. I just recognized I'm overstressing my mind. I'm not shutting down. I'm not relaxing. I'm going to stop this momentum. This is how I'm going to do it. Now, I learned to do that over time. And so I'm a transformational coach. How long do you think it takes to transform a habit that you've had for decades? That's why I coach it. It takes some time. If you could just flip a switch and it would be done, and if you're able to do that, then you can just listen to these and you don't have to get any coaching. But if you're someone who really wants to shift and you know that you're seeing these things, but you don't know how to sustain the change, if you're able to shift, how do you sustain that shift? That's where I come in. That's what I love to help people with and support people with. So this is a long one. I hope you enjoyed it. I love you. Sending love, sending good energy, sending curiosity, sending your desire to investigate yourself, be playful, discover things, learn things, shift, continue to evolve and create a fascinating life for yourself. Have a beautiful day.